Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Strategies of Success. There are always multiple ways for you to achieve success, always. And when it comes to fundraising, that is no exception either, because there's a million and one different things that you could do that work for you, that will include your friends, your family, your business partners, that will help you raise money. But it's always not just about raising money. It's about raising awareness. And what I have found, and others have found also, of course, is that when they start to raise money for whatever charity that they are focused on, that they're emotionally attached to, the natural thing that comes out of that is raising awareness. And one of those issues is the fact that, hey, I didn't know. See, many times we raise money for our own cause thinking that, well, perhaps nobody else knows anything, or nobody else is involved, or nobody else is afflicted with anything. But that's not the case. And many times, and today we're going to be discussing the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, which is a bathroom disease, which is a disease that many people don't talk about openly because it's a bathroom disease, a behind-the-closed-doors kind of thing. But then once you start to raise money, and once you start to ask people and tell people what it is that you're involved with, all of a sudden, you're going to find out that you, if you are afflicted with it, are not alone. And then if you are and you are just raising money for the organization, you're going to find out that there's a lot more people out there that want to help you achieve your goal of raising money. And one of the goals of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is to raise that awareness, is to inform people about what the disease is. Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis are both major categories of inflammatory bowel diseases, IBD. IBD affects an estimated 1.6 million Americans. These chronic diseases tend to run in families, and they affect males and females equally. While IBD can affect anyone, Caucasians are more likely than other ethnic groups to have IBD. The diseases are especially prevalent in Jews of European descent, Ashkenazi Jews, African Americans, and Hispanics in the United States are increasingly affected. Crohn's disease is a chronic inflammatory condition of the gastrointestinal tract and may affect any part from the mouth to the anus. And you can read much more about it and the symptoms on the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation website. Ulcerative colitis is a chronic inflammatory condition limited to the colon, and that's otherwise known as the large intestine. And also, if you go to the website, which is www.ccfa.org, you're going to find out a lot of information on that site, a lot of information about the diseases, a lot of information about the research that's being done, and also a lot of information about the fundraising activities that the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is doing through teams all across the nation, through teams of people that are trying to raise money, raise awareness to help fight this disease, to find a cure. And there's multiple ways of doing that. There's walks, there's private fundraising, of course, the corporate donation. But today we're going to talk about one woman's story who has been on the fundraising side for the organization, and she's also a fundraiser herself, and she's doing it by spinning. So we're going to be talking to Adina Wolf. And Adina, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day today to join us, but also for the dedication that you have and you have had over the years with helping the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation and all these teams raise money in a number of different ways. And again, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for those nice words, and thanks so much for having me on today.
Well, I certainly know, and I'm involved with my own fundraising of the efforts when it comes to the CCFA, even as a family member. I'm involved with the different walks. I get the opportunity to MC many of them. But the teams that are out there raising money, it is a grassroots effort in many cases when it comes to raising money. But to have somebody like you who has been guiding people along that path of raising money and different fundraising activities. So, of course, the question always comes up with somebody who's successful. Where did it begin? How did you get involved with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation in the first place?
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm really excited to be involved with CCFA for this event again. I began my kind of start with CCFA about 3 or 4 years ago, but actually I first kind of learned about ulcerative colitis when a cousin of mine was diagnosed when I was probably 12 and she was probably like 16, something to that effect. And I really didn't understand what it was. I knew that she had taken a lot of time off of school and she was seeing a lot of doctors and was in pain, but I just really didn't understand. And then someone very close to me a few years ago was diagnosed and it was very, very tough. Saw numerous amount of specialists and was on a variety of medications and nothing actually seemed to help. He had ulcerative colitis and ultimately had his colon removed, had a colostomy bag, multiple surgeries later, much of which were actually a result of the surgeries to figure out how to do these types of surgeries and how this can impact someone's life positively was actually as a result of the research from the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America. And my friend and I used this research when he was so sick in the patient support services of PCFA. And it just happened after that that I was looking for a new job and ended up with CCFA as a staff member. And then now I don't work for them anymore, but they can't get rid of me. And so I'm back as an actual fundraiser. That's a little bit of my kind of journey with them.
You're not working for them anymore, but now you're working with them on the fundraising side. And, it's a worthy cause, and it's always enjoyable is the word I was going to use, but that's not really a terribly appropriate word, but there is a satisfaction level that goes along with it, knowing that you are helping on that way to, you know, find a cure, but also helping other people along the way when it comes to making sure that they know that they are not alone. You know, and you mentioned your early introduction to it, you know, as a young girl where you met with, where one of your friends was diagnosed. And, you know, that's really typical. Most people are diagnosed in that early teen years. And it's very disheartening from a parent standpoint to see what's going on. So when your friend was diagnosed and going through this, you probably didn't have much of an understanding of what was going on. Did she talk about it, or was she able to really talk about what her experiences were?
You know, I don't really remember. Honestly, I was a little young. She's actually my cousin, but also my friend. I don't remember her talking about it much. I don't remember them talking about, like, my family talking about it that much. It wasn't until I kind of got involved and someone very close to me at an older age in my 20s was diagnosed. And then we all kind of realized, oh, but my cousin Stacey has Crohn's and this person has ulcerative colitis. As you kind of said, it can be very, like, such an isolating disease and condition that oftentimes people think that they're really alone, because, as you said, because they don't want to share this kind of really personal, private thing that's happening with them. And oftentimes with Crohn's and colitis, I found as discussing with so many people that I know that are amazing and that are afflicted with these diseases, that, you know, it's something that you could look perfectly fine with on the outside, but inside you're running to the bathroom 40 times a day, not an exaggeration, or, you know, you have fevers at night, or you can't, you know, eat certain things, or you have joint pain, or a variety of things that could also be a lot worse. As I said, that my friend who had his colon removed as well. So these are kind of things that I feel like it's a disease that often people feel like they fight alone. So it's really, and then if you are either a caretaker or a friend or a spouse or a partner and watching someone go through these, it could also be very challenging and sad if you feel like you can't really do much about it. And so actually kind of going through that, the continuation of my story with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis is actually, and to bring it back to like the different ways of fundraising as well, is that actually when I was working for CCFA, I was managing other types of fundraising programs, and I convinced my mom, who is pretty amazing, to get involved with the foundation, and basically just because she supported me, although, of course, we also have my cousin, her niece, and, you know, people that were very close to us that had these diseases. I basically convinced her to run 2 half marathons, and over the course of that, she raised over $10,000, which is amazing. And then in a very unlikely turn of events, a couple years later, she was just diagnosed with Crohn's disease herself.
Yeah, and that's a surprising one. You know, we tend to think of the Crohn's colitis as something that attacks people in their teenage years. But your mom was diagnosed well afterwards as somebody else that I had just recently met also. She was 51 years old before diagnosed. So it is something that affects our young and those that are a little bit more mature. And, you know, so,
yeah.
And you're right about what you had brought up 100%, you know, is the fact that it is something that is just not spoken of altogether too much. So it's great that we're able to share these stories and those people that are willing to stand up and talk about it. It that has a tremendous impact. And that's really important to help spread the word.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is, and I think it's important to those that live with it day to day to know that they have a community not only of other people who are patients themselves, but also people who are trying to really understand. So if they have a day when they're really not feeling well, that they'll have a support system in place. And also, as we were kind of talking about that, you can be diagnosed when you're 12, like my cousin, or when you're 63, like my mom, and it can really run the gamut in terms of symptoms and how you're feeling. And I think that's one of the most challenging parts about these diseases is that often it's very different for every single person that has them, that has this disease. So not only does it kind of change, the disease change when you're diagnosed, but also, how it actually impacts you. So, and I think that becomes one of the more challenging aspects to manage, which is why the research for the CCFA undertakes every year is so important, because they have funded a vast majority of the research into these diseases that are helping people live, a high quality of life with these sometimes really painful and life impacting and sometimes life threatening diseases. So, I've always been very thankful for CCFA, for all of the research and patient services that they do, including, not that my mom can take advantage of this, but a camp that they have for kids, which I just love. And I actually had the opportunity to visit when I was a staff member, and it's just fantastic. It's just a place where kids can be kids. So a place where, like, someone, my cousin, when she was 12 and diagnosed, can go and, if she has to take medicine and whatnot, she will not be alone, because everyone else is taking medicines and taking their seeds out of their cucumbers. So actually the staff does that for them, which I loved, because so many kids have such a hard time digesting seeds, which is something that if you go to a normal camp, they might not even, think that that's something that any kid has to worry about. So it's very cool. And that's just, it's just one kind of part of where funds that we raise, like, go towards. So it's really runs the gamut of the services that they offer. So I'm still, and now I don't even work in the foundation, and that they still have me as their spokesperson of talking about how cool it is. But seriously, it was a really awesome opportunity to see it. And my mom really liked that as well. And now that she's a patient, of knowing that, if she were a kid or if another kid has it, then this is something that they get out of the foundation.
Right. Once your family's involved with either Crohn's, colitis, you become a permanent spokesperson for the organization.
Exactly.
Paid, not paid, volunteer, whatever. It just comes up in conversation. And it's great that you're doing it. It's great that your mother, is also, sharing her story, as she goes along. But what was, interesting, and we'll talk about a bit more about the different fundraising activities, bringing it back to your mom. So your mom ran a couple of marathons raising money for the organization, and that would be through the Team Challenge program, where they do marathons at different places?
Yep, that was through Team Challenge, and they do a lot of half marathons, and now they have a variety of other activities under that umbrella, including Ironman events, but also including sprint events, like the one I'm doing, because I can't do an Ironman and I can't run, so I'm not as cool as my mom in terms of her half marathon running ability. So this one is way more up my speed and my alley, but because I basically was spinning at least once a week anyway. So so I love that basically CCFA is creating different types of fun, interesting events that kind of can reach different people at different abilities of fundraising and also interests, and make it different types of community feels, because I'm also on the volunteer organizing committee for this spin event in New York City, but also this type of spin event is happening around the country at the same time. So I've been lucky enough to be participating as a participant, as a volunteer committee member, as a caring family member, all of the above. But yes, my mom successfully completed. I think she walked, but she trained with her local team for team challenge. And she loves to run and walk. So it was kind of a perfect fit for her. And she, and I think it was a really awesome opportunity for her to also reach out to people that she hadn't talked to in a while and talk about something that she was passionate about. And also she, had the opportunity to kind of use the computer even more and to, make her spiffy fundraising page and to be really proud of something that she can take ownership of and plan a fundraising event and see her community come out to support her. So it kind of has other positive externalities, if you will, from, these types of events for the community at large, raising awareness, which I also always think has a larger monetary value on it, like this, like something that we're doing right now, who hopefully will reach other people. So besides the money that I'm hoping to raise for this event, which will, of course, go to research and patient services and camps for kids and whatnot, but also getting people involved and excited and feeling really part of a community is a really unique kind of aspect of these events. And now I don't even remember which question we were talking about. Oh, that my mom did half marathons and I didn't.
No, it comes to the awareness and the "we are not alone" type thing, if you participate in just the walks. The marathons are in different cities, and I think it's a great thing to do because you are raising money for cause. And who knew there would be a side benefit to your mom of getting more used to using your computer, but you never know where a learning experience is going to come from. But, when you attend the walks, if you are a family member, somebody that's suffering from it, and you go to a walk and, there's 800 people, 1,000, 2,000 people there, then all of a sudden, that feeling of "I am not alone" really should disappear, because there's a lot of people out there that care and care a great deal about what others are going through. And that's always, always, always the way at these type of things. You decided to go the route of spinning, to get on a bicycle, and it's not just a bicycle, a spinning cycle, and burn a few calories, we'll say, to raise money for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. So explain, we can visualize what running a half marathon event is, or taking place, or participating in a walk. But how does it work with a spinning class to raise money?
A spinning class, I think, is just more of a new, interesting venue. In New York City, it's going to be at this place called Peloton, which is a pretty unique cycling place. But spinning, I think, is possibly also a new fad, if you will, but it's actually quite fun and also burns quite a few calories. It always blasts music and gets you really upbeat. For this particular event, it's going to be a little bit of a relay, so you have up to four people on your bike, and I can have one person cycling with me at the moment, so we'll trade off. Maybe I'll do an hour and they'll do an hour, and you can fundraise together or separately. I'm trying to fundraise on my own because I do want to raise it for this particular challenge. I'm trying to raise $1,000, so I really want to do it as my contribution on my own and have someone else just spin with me so I don't spin for 2 hours and throw up. But otherwise, I think the idea is that we're all in a room and people around the country are doing it at the same time, and just a nice community event with a small reception afterwards, and that a different thing that doesn't require any training. Of course, that's the daunting challenge of a half marathon, which of course has been one of the traditional models, but this one is more kind of aligned with the walk because you really don't train. I mean, I happen to go spinning almost every week anyway, but it really requires zero training.
Yeah, really.
Which I think, which I think is more about to be. What?
But take it easy there with there's no training. I've taken some spin classes. You don't just jump on a spin bike and go for an hour or 2 hours. Granted, there are different levels. They can do it, different tension levels. But, you know, it definitely takes a commitment. So I commend you for doing something like that to get on this spin. Whether it's, and given the fact, you know, that it is something that you do, I think that's an important takeaway for people. You know, when your mother ran the half marathons, that was something she was doing. You're doing the spinning normally and then using that as a fundraiser. And, you know, in your past experience, you know, working with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation and helping people raise money, how important is it for them to figure out what works best for them from a fundraising standpoint and then attack it that way?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, that's true. This is something that I do, and maybe because I'm, I do spinning. So although, as you said, sometimes I can barely make it through a 45-minute class, so I might have to question if I can sit on the bike for 2 hours. But yeah, exactly. It's exactly as you said, one of the reasons why I chose this type of event, because it is more up my alley and it's not as lengthy of a necessary training project and a fundraising minimum, which I feel comfortable with and I want to do all kind of work. So I think that's really when people, now that I'm on the other side as a participant, which is really a fun place to be, it's very exciting to fundraise for something that you care about and to put your energy into it. And I think you're the most successful when you are realistic, but give yourself a challenge. So, you know, if you're a first timer or a seasoned vet, you know, to know kind of where you stand and where you want to be and what you want to get out of a particular experience are all really important. So some people's networks can do amazing things for the fundraising community. And some people have to really work hard and reach out and do a variety of different tactics to reach their goals. But I think at the end of the day, reaching a goal and completing a project and an event has a very satisfying feeling for you, participant, as an individual, as a part of a community. I think a lot of times, especially I live in New York, sometimes you grasp really hard to try to find a real community. And so it's nice when you could guide it, when you could join something like this and be a part of that, which is, again, another positive externality, because at the end of the day, you know, I really want these diseases to not be impacting people, so my mom doesn't have to take literally her 8 horse pills in the morning just to be in remission, and us all, you know, knocking wood that she doesn't have a flare, you know, and still being on some of the, you know, with fantastic doctors. So, you know, it's all for the end of the day, so that cycle will end and we'll find new therapies and whatnot. But these other positive externalities are really an awesome side note to everything.
Yeah, and all of this is a big part of everything. You know, finding a fundraiser that works well for you is really important. And obviously, if it works well for you, that means you're going to be surrounded by people, because they would just normally be, that are also interested in participating in that activity, just so happens they're going to be, in addition, you know, raising money for a cause, and that creates the awareness, and it kind of grows from there, and you get that I didn't know, and then all of a sudden it really becomes a successful event for people. When you were working with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on the fundraising, did you see any other activities that people were doing from a fundraising standpoint that you'd like to highlight?
Oh, sure. People have done like the most creative things, and I'm always just so impressed with how people can bring in their communities and their friends and family to do something together that they all care about. Right now, I'm reaching out to my friends and family who all know all too well my stories with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. But I've also have attended so many fun events that are both awareness raising, maybe have silent auction, maybe have raffles, just a fun kind of, again, community event, bringing people together, sharing a bit of about the mission of Crohn's Disease Ultra, people that they know that they're affected and why that they're doing these types of things. Now that we're in football season, people have always done, you know, fantasy leagues or, you know, football pool of some sort. I know nothing about sports, but for those that do, they've been very successful. I remember I old friends talk about different types of like cook-offs or potlucks or different types of dinner parties or different types of like soccer games that actually just recently went to one where people who love soccer come together and put into a pool, and the winning team in theory gets half, but usually they're like, okay, you're gonna give the second half back to as a donation, right? And you kind of pay to play, but it makes it really like a fun experience for people, and just kind of people doing what they like anyway and donating to a cause that they know someone is passionate about. And also I think at the end of the day, also when you're participating for a foundation that you really care about, you know a lot about what they do, and people like to donate to a cause that they know is kind of not to say vetted, but that you know, someone has done a lot of research into and feels very comfortable with, so they know who they're donating to. And I think that's and they like to give to a cause that somebody cares about. So it's nice when you say, I care about this, if you're going to donate anyway, you know, don't you come to this event, donate here. And it's a nice kind of way for people to get behind you. But I also very recently went to a silent auction event where all of these items were brought back from someone's vacation in the Caribbean, and they kind of raffled them off, and it's always really fun when you can take something kind of home with you and also give a nice donation. So there are a ton of ideas, but you know, never underestimate the value of reaching out to your friends and family and telling them why you're doing something and watching them support you. And it's just a really great feeling, I think, for everyone involved.
Absolutely. You know, the creativity and sincerity are two very, very important factors when it comes to that, because the creative aspect of doing what you like to do and then figuring out how to do it as a fundraiser really works. I know bowling nights
exactly.
have been super popular amongst people. Here's one that got creative when it came to their business and also donation, and that was the clothing drives, because she's an organizer, right? She's an organizer. She's helping people clean out that closet, so she's taking the clothes and donating them also, and it's helping both sides of everything. So, you know, once it works, you know, it truly works. So the imagination that people have is limited to nothing. You could just really make anything work. We only have a couple of minutes left. Website. Now, obviously, people can go to ccsa.org and get information about Crohn's and colitis, and there would be a tremendous amount of information that is there for them. To find out about the spinning class or Camp Oasis, what would be the best way for them to find out about the spinning fundraisers?
So, great. So, to find out about spinning, it's called Spin4, and so on CCFA's website, or you can even Google Spin4 Crohn's and colitis, and it should pop right up, Spin and then the number 4, and you can find an event in your city around the country, and you could also actually sign up to ride in your own spin class wherever you live and be a part of it that way and join kind of a virtual community. But if you're in New York, for instance, you definitely sign up and join our next event for Spin4 to spin and fundraise in this way. And it's also kind of under the umbrella, I believe, of Team Challenge. So I'm sure that you get to it from that way as well. And Camp Oasis, as you mentioned, is also on the CCFA website. You can also Google Camp Oasis, which is always how I get there to see the new updates as well.
Right. And it's the Take Steps Walks is the walks also. Adina, thank you so much. Thank you for being involved in the organization from, you know, your past involvement with the CCFA, but also staying there and really helping people, helping to raise money, helping your friends raise money, and being a part of organizing these Spin4 groups that are also helping to raise money and raise awareness. And again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for spreading the word and allowing us to do this fundraising effort. So I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure, and definitely brings me satisfaction to help raise money for such a cause also because of my own involvement. So, folks, you know, there are certainly different things that you could do to raise money for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation or another organization, and it has to do with two big things, and those two big things really work very hand-in-hand when it comes to your own business, too. You know, and there's a bit of creativity, looking at things in a different way, because that is what it will help you to stand apart from everybody. But the big thing is that sincerity. And if you are sincere about what it is that you're trying to accomplish, people will follow you. They'll follow you in your business. They'll follow you in the fundraising. And they'll follow you when you're having fun fundraising. Join a spin group. And you never know. You may be able to raise some money over there for that. The marathons. You got the take challenge teams to go and do. The take steps walks for the walking. Well, figure out your own way of raising money. Figure out your own way to find your own success. My name is Brian Cohen. Thank you for joining us on Strategies of Success.